Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of May 5th, 2018. My name is Lily, and I am your phonologist for this week. Our weather went from warm to cool and wet for a week. When we were in the school forest on May 8th, we noticed our first hepatica flower. It had not yet opened its 6 white petals. The leaf of the flower looked similar to a 3-leaf clover. Some students got a little sunburn on our field trip to Knife River Marina on the 7th. It was cool but sunny. The aspen leaves are one centimeter on Tuesday the 8th. On Friday the 11th, we noticed the tamarack have needles just emerging. The cones are magenta and several millimeters long. On Monday the 7th, Miss Jackson saw the first hummingbird at her feeder. If you have a feeder, now is the time to put them up. These tiny birds really relay on the feeders this time of year. When the cold weather slows down, flower blooming, all you need to do is boil 1 cup of water and dissolve 1/4 of a cup of cane sugar in it. Let it cool. No red color is needed for healthy nectar. The warm weather doesn't only draw people outdoors. Many students have also been noticing bees, flies, spiders, ants, and even bright red mites. White-throated and white-crowed sparrows appear to sing their song on the 6th of May. These were followed by long, buzzy, long song of clay-colored sparrows on the 8th. Many students are experiencing bird hittings in their windows. Amaya noticed a rose-breasted grosbeak hopping around in her yard on the 10th. Rebecca was at her friend's house when her seasonal ducks migrated home. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.